Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I'd like us to focus in on this morning is from the Gospel reading, that parable of the persistent widow. And just in case you've forgotten, or maybe if you fell asleep, I'd like to read it again to you. It's only five verses, so it shouldn't take too long. And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him, saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterwards he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." So there it is. Short and sweet. And now it's my job as the preacher to tell you what the passage is trying to say and why that matters for you today. And it's always nice when someone does your job for you, because right here the Bible in verse 4 tells you what the parable's trying to say. To the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. So that part's done. But now that leaves the second job of the preacher to me. To think of a way that you guys can apply this to your life, to why this matters now, to make the passage relatable. And on the surface, it's not a terribly difficult parable to get your head around. I mean, after all, it tells you right in the beginning what it's trying to say. And so, if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, you got a pretty good handle on it, you probably do. But there's been a few things that have changed in the 2,000 years since the parable was first told. I mean, first off, a judge in ancient Israel does something very different than a judge in 21st century America does. And being a widow now is very different than being a widow back then. And I'm not wanting to turn this sermon into a history lesson, so let it just suffice to say that back then, the town judge gets to make all the decisions, and the widow doesn't get to make any decision. And so maybe you can start to imagine that feeling of helplessness, that frustration and anger, that feeling of being trapped that this widow must have felt. And she had been wronged, and the only person that's there to help her doesn't care. And so now I'm, as the preacher, I'm supposed to make you guys in some small way feel those emotions, that feeling of being trapped, that anger and frustration, that helplessness. And as I was preparing for the sermon, I was thinking to myself in my own life where I had seen those emotions and the people I know and live with. And then I remembered customer service phone calls. And internet companies are notorious for that. I mean, I can remember growing up and hearing my father from two stories below me just through gritted teeth on the phone with them, trying to get whatever the problem was fixed for that day. And it was always a painful experience, and it would go on for hours. Being transferred, being put on hold, being told, "I'm sorry, but you have the wrong department," even though they were the ones who transferred you there to begin with. And he would just get angrier and angrier because he knows there's nothing else he can do. He can't fix the internet. "Have you tried turning it off and back on again?" And he'd say, "Yes, 1,000 times I've tried that. I'm paying you to fix it. It's your job to fix it. Fix it." And he would just start to lose his mind. And sometimes he'd get a supervisor, and they would be helpful, and sometimes he wouldn't. And eventually he would just get so fed up that he would just switch companies. So really, dealing with internet support isn't exactly the same thing as what this widow had to go through. After all, she couldn't shop around for town judges like we can for cable. I mean, she was trapped. There was no supervisor she could go to. I mean, anybody higher than the town judge wouldn't care what a poor widow had to say. It would be like if one of these internet customer service companies decided to branch out into your healthcare. Yeah, scary thought, I know. You call them up. You're feeling a little bit ill, so you call them up, and they say, oh, don't worry about it. Let's just put you on hold for 2 years until we get somebody to come take a look. You know, or maybe they tell you, oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do. You voided the warranty when you used to smoke. You know, or they don't cover normal wear and tear, and you're over 65. No. Or maybe there's nothing that you did wrong. It's just luck of the draw. You know, bad genetics or some random accidents, and you're just met with, sorry, no returns. There's no shopping around for another life. You can't compare prices. So if you can imagine having your entire life riding on a customer service phone call, you might be able to imagine the emotions this widow was going through. This feeling trapped, this helplessness, this frustration, this anger. I mean, you bet you'd be persistent. But really, just feeling these same emotions, that's not the point of the parable. I mean, when we hear about Jesus' parables, we're used to him saying something along the lines of, the kingdom of heaven is like, fill in the blank. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. It's like leaven worked into dough. It's like a treasure hidden in the field. But Jesus also tells parables with the exact opposite meaning. And this is one of them. The kingdom of heaven is not like a customer service phone call. Thank God. It's not like this bad judge and this poor widow. That's not how God operates. And that's why Jesus says, listen to what this unjust judge says. He refuses. And then eventually, because she's just so obnoxiously persistent, he says, fine, I'll do it. Just leave me alone. You see, the point of this parable is that's not how God feels about our prayers. The parable is contrasting who this unjust judge is and who God is. It's going to sound kind of strange, but the unjust judge acts unjustly because he is unjust. That's exactly right. Got some participation this morning. And the God who loves you acts in love because he loves you. And I know that sounds strange, like it's so obvious it's not even worth mentioning, but it's in that contrast between this unjust judge and the God who loves you. It's in that contrast that the power of this parable really comes out. Uh-oh. Oh, there we go. This judge is completely comfortable being totally isolated, neither fearing God nor respecting man. He doesn't care about anybody above him or below him. But that's not who God is. God seeks out connection. He sends Jesus into the world. This unjust judge, he's reluctant, tries to ignore this widow for as long as possible. But that's not who God is. He seeks after your prayers. I mean, why else would Jesus tell them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart? Right? And when this judge finally does act, it's out of self-interest. So she will not beat me down by her continual coming. But that's not who God is. God seeks out the interest of others. He cares for the well-being of others to the point of being beaten down, to the point of sacrificing his son to save you. The kingdom of heaven is not like this unjust judge. And yet Jesus tells us to listen to what he has to say. Yet, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice. If this isolated, reluctant, self-interested, unjust judge finally gives in and does what this poor widow's been asking for. Will not God, who loves you, who seeks after your prayers, who wants that connection, who has sacrificed himself to adopt you into his family. You see, this becomes an issue of identity, of who God is, our Heavenly Father, and who we are, his children. It's in that identity that we can have confidence to pray at all. We pray because we know who God is. I mean, there's no heavenly call center we have to dial up to try to get our prayers heard. There's no angel sitting at a secretary's desk outside of God's office screening prayers. I mean, we have it in with the boss. He is our Father. And we can have confidence in that. And maybe some of you who are older can appreciate that position a little bit better than I can. Because I know I get busy, I don't call, I don't reach out to my grandparents, but they always say, you know, just reach out, you know. And if you guys who are older, you might feel that same way, hopefully you feel that same way about your children, how you want to hear from them, hear from your grandchildren. You know, and when I finally do reach out, when I set aside my busy life and I do reach out, I'm always met with joy. They never make me feel like I'm imposing on them. They never make me feel like I'm interrupting something more important than them. They want to hear from me. They want that connection. And if that's some small glimpse into the way that God feels about our prayers, how he strives after that connection, well, I know I don't pray enough. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. You see, the truth is we need to hear this parable. We need to hear what this one has to say because we do lose heart. It's hard not to when it seems like our prayers go months and years without answering. I mean, that would wear on anyone. And yet Jesus says, do not lose heart. Because you know who God is, and you know he has made you his child. Always pray. Do not lose heart. You see, we don't have to beat down God with our prayers like this poor widow had to do with this unjust judge. And that's a fight we would lose anyways. But instead, Jesus tells us, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open to you. And maybe that answer to your prayer seems miles away, a lifetime away. But know that the one who answers prayers is standing close by. Always pray. Do not lose heart. The God who loves you wants to hear from you. Dear friends, please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, you are close at hand. When we feel distant from you, remind us that you are near. When the answers to our prayers seem far off, remind us of who you are. And when we feel like giving up, remind us that you are our Father and that we are your children, and that we can cry out to you as dear children cry out to their dear Father. Keep our hearts safe in your hands so that they may never be lost. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.